Okay, today is Daf Nun Beis. We're on to actually Nun Beis at the Mishnah on top. Today we'll learn for a foolish lamb from Mordechai ben Malia. We're up the Mishnah up on top. Here we go. So Yisomim shesamchu etzel balabayis. If Yisomim rely on a certain person, they don't have a father, right? That's why they're Yisomim. Don't have parents. And they rely on a certain person that takes care of them. It was never officially designated as such. There was no Bez Din. There was nobody appointed this guy. But there's some who on this Baal HaBayis. Oh, or Shemin Elohim Avim Apotropos. Or the father appoints. He's on his deathbed, the father. He knew he's not going to be living that much longer. So he appointed somebody. You take care of the kids when I go. Chayiv La'aser Perosehem. This person, the Baal HaBayis, Sapatropos, has to take off Miser on behalf of the kids. Apotropos Sheminuhu Avi Yisomim Yishaveh. An Apotropos who the father appointed them, a father appointed Apotropos, has to swear that he didn't misappropriate any of the assets of the kids. Minuhu Bezdin lo Yishaveh. But if Bezdin made him swear, if Bezdin appointed the guy, he doesn't have to swear. Abishal Omer Chilef Advarim. No, the exact opposite. Bezdin appointed him, he has to swear. The father appointed him, he doesn't have to swear. Okay? What's that machlokas about? We'll see in the Gemara. The whole thing we'll see in the Gemara. Now, Viraminu, 1 minute. The Mishnah started off by saying that the Apotropos has to take off Meiser on behalf of the kids. Viraminu, 1 second. It says, Atem, you have to do it. Lo Shutfin, not a few partners. Atem, you take off Truma and Meiser. Lo Arisin, not a sharecropper. Atem, you. V'lo Apotropin, not an Apotropos. Atem, you. V'lo Torah Meshe'in Shalom. You don't take off, it doesn't belong to you. I can't take off your Truma. Says Rashi in the bottom, in the fourth line, the bottom wide line. Hach Seifa. Okay, you know what? Don't have to read that, Rashi. I'm sorry. Anyway, so how could the Mishnah say that not Apotropos has to take off Meiser on behalf of the children, right? We have a Brisa that says, absolutely not.
They don't have to take off.
They're not allowed to.
Yeah. So what are the kids going to eat Tevel?
What?
What are the kids going to eat Tevel?
So it's a kasha anyway. So what does this Brisa mean when it says that the kids, that the Apotropos doesn't take off true? What does that mean? Exactly. Why don't they eat Tevel? Amr of Chistolo kasha, kan lahachil, kan lahaniach. When can the Apotropos take off Truma? When they're going to be eating. When can't the Apotropos? And they're going to store it away for later. Right? That's the difference. So of course, our mission, of course, they need to eat dinner. What are they going to do? Take off Truma. That's the bride he's talking about for later. Right? Rashi says, Lohaniach, hatvua ba'otzer. You're going to put it in the otzer, in the storage house. Achi yigadlu. Lomalein lasuri. What do you have to give off Meiser now? Lekashi yigadlu. Yashim heim. When they grow, let them do it. Right? So the question is, if it does have a pasuk, atem, v'lo Apotropos, which is a drasha, what's the difference if it's an hour later? Not allowed or not allowed? What changed? Right? What changed? So, you hear that question? We quoted a bride, atem, you only, you could do it, not someone else, not your guardian.
But one is for the benefit of the kids so they can eat now.
So what? The pasuk says no.
So what, are you going to starve the kids?
No, so let them do it themselves maybe. I don't know. Let them buy. I don't know. I don't know what you could do. But the point is, the pasuk says no is no is no. So how does it change if you need it now? That's Akonis Tefashis, right? It's not one of the big three, right? So one shot is that the Bezin has the power to make all produce Hefker, Bezin Hefker, right? So, so the Bezin makes everything Hefker, and once it's Hefker, now they tell the Apotropos, now you can take off Truma. And then we'll give it back to the Yisomim. That's one answer. The Ramban says that. The Ramban says another answer. He says Midoraisa, the Apotropos can this psukim here only the Rabbanans. Minatora, an Apotropos can take off Truma. Why? Because it's Zechia. Zachin LaAdam Shelo B'Fanav. Why did the Rabbanan come along and say not to do it? Right? Why not? Because what kind of zechus is it to put it for later? It's not a zechus. So for now, yeah, for later, not. That's the second, you got that? And the third thing is that the Rashba says that really an apotropis can take off truma. And this atem is also nothing, because the apotropis is like the yad of the kids themselves. He's mamish their yad. So whatever they can do, he can do. So of course, they're ketanim. So of course he can do it. No question about it. But
You don't dash in the pasuk.
Exactly. That might be just an asmachta, right? But if the yisovim don't need it, then a little bit of a zilzal.
Right?
What do you? So for now, yeah. For later, not. Fine. Very good. Why should it be later that the yisovim could do it themselves? So we have mitzvah boyosav b'shlucho. Better to do a mitzvah yourself, right? All these types of things that is better. It's better mitzvah v'osem, mitzvah. And all these reasons better to do it themselves. What?
Also, the pasuk said after.
Right. So you can say that's just an asmachta. That's just an asmachta. Vatanya, and I actually learned that. Now back to the Gemara. Vatanya. Apatropin, Tarmin, Umaisrin, Lahachil, Flolaniach. And Apatropin can take off chuma for right away to eat, not to store it away for later. Umochri lehem behema, Avadim, Shvachos, Batim, Sados, Kramim. Apatropin can sell all these things. Lahachil, to eat. Avalo lahaniach. But not to store it away. Umochun lahem peros yenos, and he could sell for them peros wine, yayin wine, shmanim oil, saltos flour, lahachil avot lo lahaniach. Right? Yeah. Fine. Very good. Again, all these things makes right. V'osin lahem lulav arava. Some don't have the word arava. What's arava? Hoshanas. Right. Sukkah. Tzitzis, for called davashesh lo kitzva, and anything that's fixed, lasuye shofar, to include a shofar, right? Ulochin lehem, you buy for them, say for Torah, tefillin, mezuzas, for called davashesh lo kitzva, anything that's fixed, lasuye megillah, to include a megillah. Why does it have to say it like that? Anything that's fixed, to include a shofar. Anything that's fixed, to include a megillah. Like, why? So the answer is because you don't have to have a shofar and a megillah.
Right.
Not everyone has a shofar, everyone has tzitzis. Everyone has tefillin. You don't have to have a lulav, a shofar. You go to shul, hit someone else a shofar. You don't have to have a megillah. So, but if they have the money, you know, you could buy it. Okay. V'ein poskin aleihem tzedakah. But the apotropis doesn't have to give tzedakah on behalf of the yisomim. Why not? Says Rashi something amazing. He says tzedakah ain lo kitzvah. There's no end to how much tzedakah you can give. The hakol shaita came in. Every second, the name are there. Nimtzu nichsehem kolim. The estate's going to be wiped out. That's not what I. That's not what I thought this would have meant. This meant. I thought this meant, which is what Tosfos says it means. What?
Dead ones to be able to get stuck.
That what?
Dead ones who should be able to.
No. I thought no. What does kitzva mean? Because how much can a lulav cost already? It has a limit. How much does tefillin cost? How much tzedakah can you give? There's no limit. Rashi says the limit is on the zman. Lulav is once a year. Shofar is once a year. Aniyam is every day.
How would
that
make a difference?
I don't know. So the Tosfos, what's Rashi talking about? No, what it means is that the dollars. Lulav, how much can a lulav cost already? The best lulav in the world has a fixed price. Not endless. Tzedakah is mamash endless. Right? Tzedakah is endless. Even though Usha they were masaki and you can't get more than 20%, that's only midrabanan. With the rice you can, right? So Rashi says one thing and Tosfos says no, it doesn't mean that at all. Something totally different, right? The Tosfos isn't here; it's somewhere else, right?
Should they set up like from that amount that's there? Take my.
That's what Tosfos says.
That's what Tosfos says. And give each
right.
Day, give a little bit from that.
Right, I understand, but the problem is ain't lo kitzva. Either what does ain lo kitzva mean? Either there's no end, or there's no end to the money, or there's no end to the time.
Well, right. There is an end to the money when it's finished.
The what?
That's bad for the artist.
That's bad for. No one does that. No one does that. No one gives away all their money to tzedakah.
No.
Right. Okay. The ain po din alein. You can't redeem them. You can't spend money redeeming people. Right. The yisomim can't. They can't use their estate redeeming people. Can't do that. Same like not giving tzedakah. Vein has hashivuyim, the people that got captured. V'lo kol darvish ein lo kitzva. And other things that don't have an end. Lasuye tanchume aveilim. Right? Every day you read in the newspaper, people are sitting shiva. Right? So that's going to be busy with that. The state's going to become wiped out. Vein hapachop is rishayim l'chov. They can't ulazakos benichse yisomim. They can't be busy trying to make the estate better or worse.
Truma also doesn't have a fixed amount.
What?
Truma also doesn't.
The opposite way. You can give a tiny amount.
Right. You can, but it doesn't have a fixed amount like Stocker.
Right, I hear. But nobody, that wasn't the minute. Nobody did that. Nobody gave away all their truma. So it's the opposite. They're trying to give, right? Okay. Well, Zakos am I low? Why can't the try to make the estate better? I didn't say they can't make it worse. Why can't they make it better? What it means is, I'm making it worse, but I'm really going to make it better. It's like short-term worse, but it's long-term gains. Don't be busy with that. Right. Vainapatropis, Rishayan Limkar, Barachog, Vilagol Bakarov. He can't sell the fields far away to buy the fields closer. Bira, bad fields, Vilagol Biafa, to buy a better field. My time, why not? The Dilma, Mishtadfin. Maybe it's going to get ruined. Right? Maybe it's going to get ruined. The Maram Shif says, this doesn't make any sense. Any field can get ruined. So why can't I try to make it better? We have a field in Wyoming. I don't need that. I'll sell that one, even though it's better. And I'll buy one here. Keep an eye on it over here. What?
I don't think that's the job of the apotropist.
What?
It's not the job of the apotropist.
No, so the Gemara said, because...
It's to take care of the estate.
So shouldn't he try to... So if an opportunity comes along...
Yeah, why shouldn't he...
Why shouldn't he do it?
Why shouldn't he improve
it? So the Gemara says, because Dilma Mishtadfin, maybe it's going to get ruined. Says the Maram Shif, what do you mean it's going to get ruined? Every field can get ruined. It can have a chashash about every field in the world, right? Yeah. So he says, the Gemara says that.
It's hard. I was thought of the apotropist an accountant.
Not an accountant.
He's a
guardian.
But he's
not, right.
But he's not the guy who's the financial planner.
Exactly. So the Maram Shif says, what does the Gemara mean by that? I can't try to make this better because maybe it's going to get ruined. Any field, that can happen anywhere. So he says, he just says, like in one line, you have to do what's best for the Yisomim. What is that? I don't know what the Gemara means here. It's a difficult line. Maybe it's going to get ruined. Any feeling, and that can happen anywhere, right? Vein apotropis v'shai limkar sados v'ligach avadim. You can't sell fields and buy avadim. Avol mochrin avadim v'lochin b'hem sados. But you could sell avadim to buy fields. Rishir b'egon l'omer aflo limkar avadim. You can't even do that. My time, why not? Dilma lo mishayfion, which means maybe they won't have good title, right? You know, by land, you never have good title. It's always problems. So don't. What do you have to make these problems for? Ein apotropin rishayin lahotzi. Ein apotropin rishayin lahotzi avadim lecheres. The apotropin is not allowed to set slaves free. Aval mochrin osam lacherim, but he can sell the slave to someone else. Acherim motzi and osam lacheres, and then that person can set the David free. You can't set them free yourself. Why not? I wasn't sure why not. Why not? Why can't he do that? Oh no, that's not why. The answer is because he doesn't own the goof of the Eved.
Right.
So he has no right to do that. So you could sell him, got the cash, and then that guy can free him. That's why. Okay.
So that goes according to that should work across the board also with the fields also, and that's the reason why you can't.
It could be.
The only field is
right.
The prayers of it basically, right. Not the land.
Correct. These are always like random halachas about apotropis. Rabbi Omer Ani, af who knows him to me atzmo viyatzah. No, he can pay himself. He can free himself. Bibnei shukamoch rolo. What's the difference if the Eved pays himself or you sell him to someone else? If the Eved has somehow money, why can't he buy his freedom? Let's say he does. I don't know. He found money. He walked down the street. He found money. He didn't tell the master. I don't know. I don't know how it's possible.
You're allowed to have it to go and work.
Yeah, you can work on the side.
You can tell him to go work and support yourself.
So what's the difference? If I sell the Eved to my neighbor and he frees him or he frees himself, what's the difference? V'tzarech l'chashe v'imoyim b'achrona. And you have to make a cheshbon at the end. Right? From Shir Megal Mil Omer, ain't it tzarech. You don't have to. Right? So Rashi says, what does that mean to make a cheshbon at the end? Rashi says Bachrona, it's a little further down where we are. Kishi Yigadlu, when the children grow up and they don't need an apotropos anymore, Yachshov Yimohen, make a cheshbon, right? V'yishava Shalom Nishar Biado Klum. And he has to swear they didn't touch it. He didn't steal, right? So that's what Rashi says. Other Rishonim say the Mishnah said that. The Machlokas in the Mishnah about that. Does the Apotropos have to swear when he leaves? The Mishnah said that. So they're arguing again. They say Machlokas. No. So the Rosh says no. It's the issue is, do you make a cheshbon? What kind of issue is that? Do you make a chart, a spreadsheet, right. An accounting? Here's what I spend. I didn't touch a pen. Right. But no swearing. The really Machlokas about that. So what are these two Tanaim arguing about? Well, he has to make a cheshbon, as opposed to what? Just leaving, just walked away?
Yeah,
it's a funny machlokas. Ain osan apotropis nashim avadim uktanim. You can't make an apotropis nashim avadim or ktanim. We're going to see in a minute how you can. V'im minan avi yisomim harashos biado. But if the father appointed somebody, appointed a woman, right? Appointed some aunt, she could. How apotropis? There's one thing apotropis. Tavi bishbubse de Reb Meir. He lived in Reb Meir's neighborhood. Tavi ka mezabin arta vizabin avde. He sold fields. He sold avadim, right? Vilo shavke Reb Meir. And Reb Meir voided the sales. Right? Reb Meir didn't let those sales happen. Why? Because we're not allowed to do that. So, achvule bechelme. So somebody appeared to Reb Meir in a dream. Reb Meir had a dream, and it said, "Ani laharos, I'm trying to destroy the ato levanos, and they're trying to build." In other words, what that means is the Yavis explains these Yisomim were wicked people. So Hashem made the apotropis make these risky deals. They should lose money, Taka. They don't deserve the money. So vafilu hachi, even though that happened, lo ashkach. Reb Meir paid no attention to that dream. Amar, he said, "Divrei chalomos lo ma'alin v'lo moridin." I don't have to pay attention to a dream. Okay, now, right? So the Tash Beitz asks, but if you have a bad dream, you're supposed to fast, right? There's a halacha about fasting, bad dreams. So what do you mean, Reb Meir paid no attention to a dream? What does that mean? If you have a dream, we do take dreams seriously. Or don't we? Reb Meir didn't. What do? So, he says like this, that a dream is a suffix. A dream is a suffix. You see a dream, it's a suffix. It's not a vua. It's a little bit, it's a suffix. Therefore, and every dream has dvar b'talim. It's also true. Right? Every dream has dvar b'talim, but a dream is a suffix. So therefore, when it comes to money, I'm not going to change the halacha on a dream. Not going to do that. Why? Because A, it's a suffix, and B, it's verb talim also. So for money to make a pask in some way based on a dream, no. That no. However, listen to this. Avol inyan suffix iser. But what about an iser? You come to a dream and someone tells you in the dream that meat is not kosher. You think it's kosher, it's not kosher. You have a dream like that. Oh, or le'inyan bakoshes rachame shamayim. Vadai sheyesh lachashosh l'safik. Of course, you have to take account that safik. Of course, right? You hear? So, Mati, remember we saw that story with the lottery?
Yeah.
When the guy was very poor. This was in one of these English books. We saw it by the Bar Mitzvah. You know what I'm talking about? You showed me the story. The guy was very poor. So he had a dream. He had a dream of the lottery numbers.
Right.
So he went to the Rav, and he asked the Rav, "Should I buy the lottery ticket? I had a dream what the numbers are going to be." So, but if I buy the lottery ticket, I have less money to spend on Shabbos. Mom is poor. I have less money to spend on Shabbos. What should I do? So he told him, "No, dreams are nothing." Right?
And it was the numbers.
It was the numbers. Because right. If it wasn't the numbers, the story would have ended that way. They weren't the numbers anyway. Right? So now that we know what we're supposed to do when we get a dream, so was that Rav correct? You can say one of two things. You can say, well, it was mominous. So for a suffik and a chashash and it's dvar b'talim, I don't have to pay attention. Or you can say, it's rachamei shemayim. Right? Hashem was giving me the answer. Rachamei shemayim. So for that, you do have to take into account. So I don't know.
The Rav could have lent him the money.
Hanu Beitrei.
I wouldn't have what to write.
Hanu Beitrei, there were these two people, the Agri Bahu Sutton. The Sutton was bothering them. The Chol Beis Shimsha, every Erev Shabbos, have you come and answer Hadid Hadid? I don't know why. Every Friday they had fights, these two people, these two neighbors. Iglu Rameir, Lahasim Rameir went there. Akvinu Tlasa Beis Shimsha. It took him 3 weeks. Ad Avid Lahu Shlam, until he made peace. Could you imagine? Where Mayor's busy Erev Shabbos trying to make, going to these people's houses, these crazy people, trying to get them to have shalom. That's what Mayor was doing on a Friday afternoons. Wow. Anyway, it took him 3 weeks. Shamei, he heard the Ka'amar that the Sultan said, right? Oi, vai da'afkir Mayor Lahaviyahu Gavra mi basi. Oh, Mayor got us thrown out of here. Right, we were here busy for all this time. Mayor got us out of here. Right? Okay. I don't know what that story's doing here, but it's nice. How apotropos, there was an apotropos, David Bishabube and Rabbi Shubin Levi. He lived in Rabbi Shubin Levi's neighborhood. The Kamazabin Ara, he sold land, Fizabin Ture, and he sold oxen. No one said a word. Savale Kiribyosi, Telokabyosi, the Tanya, Omarabyosi, Miyama, my whole life, Lokarisi, Lishti, Ishti, Ulashori, Shori. I never called my wife, and my ox, Ella, Lishti, Basi. I called my wife my bias, right? She's my foundation, she's my bow. What?
Malibus.
Yeah, Ulashar Shar Sadi, and I called my ox my field. So what did he mean by that? Right? It means he sold oxen. He didn't really sell the field. I think that's what it means, right? Right? So he didn't have a problem with selling the oxen because it was needed for the field. Hanu Yasmi, there were these Yishom, Davi Samki Gabi Ahisafta. They were relying on a certain woman, a safta. Havile Tarsa Shakle, she took the ox, Vizavinte Nahale, and she sold it. Asu Krovim Lakhavid of Nachman, Amrule, Maya Vidite Dizavna, who gave her the right to sell it? Amalahu, Yisomim Shasamcho Eitzel Balabais Tanan. That's how our Mishnah said. Yisomim that are Somich on the Balabais. You see, from here, that it could even be a woman. Right? It could be a woman. So the Gemara says, Vahi Aker Birishusa. But it went up in price now. After he sold it, it went up in price. So the Gemara says, Dilokeach Yaker, but it went up in price by the buyer. So she made a bad deal. What did she know? So the relative said, V'halo nakti dummy, but you never took it yet. V'halo nakiti dummy. Right? So Amalahu, Imkain, Hainadav Khanilai Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel. Damar Khanilai Bar Idi Amar Shmuel. Nichse Yisomim Harehain Kehektish. Nichse Yisom are like Hektish. Velo Machni Ella Bakaspa. And it only takes effect with money. In the Jewish religion, a kinyan has nothing to do with money. So if I want to buy something from you, right, you're selling me your pen. And you give me your pen. I didn't pay you yet. Who owns the pen now?
You.
Me. So if it gets destroyed now, it's my loss. I still have to pay you for the pen.
Right.
Why? That's how the Torah works. That doesn't mean you can't pay for it. You have to pay for it. But the kinyan is effectuated when you give it. Not hektish. Hektish only when the money comes, and also not yisomim. So if she sold the ox and they didn't pay for it yet, and now it went up in price, get it back. Right, now we could right, get it back, and we could tell it to someone else for more money. Right? That's what this person, Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi Omar Shmuel, said, that hektish has to be only with kesef, and so too yisomim. Exactly. In other words, they always win.
Right. Yeah.
And now we're going to go through every case where the Yisomim buy and the Yisomim sell. There's four cases. You can acquire something and not pay. You can pay and not acquire it yet.
Right.
That's from the other buyer. Now the Yisomim, same thing. They could sell it and not get the money yet, or they got the money before they sold it. Right? So, Amar Chamrei de Rabbana Ukva, the wine of Rabbana Ukva, Yaspe, the Yisomim of him, Mashkua ba'arba arba, was sold for $4 a bottle, $4 a barrel, whatever. Iyaker, it went up in price. Vikam b'shita shita, was worth $6 now. So asal kamei of Nachman, amalu hanedrav chani loy bar idi, damarav chani loy bar idi amar Shmuel. That's it. Yisomim nichse yisomim, the nichse yisomim. Harihen kila hektish, v'lo mekdi ela b'kaspa. So you only have to pay with cash.
Is the court-appointed administrator or the
father-appointed? It doesn't matter. I don't know if it matters. Why? Why does it make a difference?
I'd say more that it was a Bezin appointed administrator who was hektish.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. No, so I don't think it matters. The only time that matters, it was for Shavua. And we'll see why in the Amud Beis. For Shavua, it makes a difference who appointed him. Right? Because the Gemara is going to say, he's so excited. He's so excited. Bezin picked me. I don't mind swearing. Look, Bezin picked me. From the whole shul, they picked me to be the apotropos. They must really like, they must think they want to make me swear. I don't mind. And the father picked me. Well, it didn't bother me. I'm not swearing. Who's he? The other way around. You can look at the other way around. But the father picked me.
Yeah, but in a transaction, they know that they deal with administrative in a state as opposed to a...
I hear. So they have to know. Also, have to tell them, I'm doing this as an administrator of an estate. You should just know that it's not going to be, the deal is not going to be completed till you pay me. Exactly. Now, Mashach Peiwi Miyasmi, if somebody takes the fruits from Yisomim, Iyaker, and then they went up in price, they didn't pay yet. Same thing. Hayana Derav, Chani Loi Bar Idi. Zul, what if they went down in price? What if they went down in price? Right? Now the guy could say, hey, so here's your stuff back. I didn't pay yet. Right? The deal's not done till I pay. I didn't pay. So here's your stuff back. I went down in price, right? There was a crash. So no. No, it can't be worse than hektish. Right? What does that mean? It can't be worse than hektish?
Now once you make a deal, you can say you're giving to hektish, you have to give it.
What?
You have to give it once you say you're going to give it.
Right. So Rashi says over here, hedyot chomer mehektish. Call hedyot hamocher. Any hedyot yachol lach zibo calls man shelo mashal halakuchos. As long as he didn't take it, aval lemashach lo yachol lach. He can't. V'kolshkein elu shehein kehektish. Diliyafu koach asuab kehektish. Lo laharos koach. We did it to make it better for the Yisrael, not to make it worse. So can the guy give return and say, oh, the price went down? Here's your stuff back? No, he can't do that. Amshichu lepeirei liasmi, right? The Yisomim bought the fruit. Now the Yisomim bought fruit. Right? Now it's the opposite way. The Yisomim now is the buyer.
How can Yisomim be a buyer?
The Apotropos. The Apotropos bought fruit. Now Iyaker. Now went up in price. So can Yisomim now renege on the... So the guy wants to renege on the deal now. They can sell someone else for more. So lo yei koached yod chomer mehektish. So can he do that? Right? Zol? What if it went down in price? Now the someone wanna
unload because they messed up.
They wanna unload. Savor minei, how do chani loy bar idi? Same thing, right? Amalev shishi bre davidi. No, haroi he lidizhu. That'll end up being worse for them. Why? The zimnim can sometimes demastrichi leperi, right? They're gonna need fruit. Vileka di yav lahu adi yav zuzi. No one's ever gonna sell to them. No one's ever gonna sell them anything unless they're paying cash on the spot, because if the price changes, they undo the deal. So says Rav Shisha Brei Davidi. In theory, you might be right, but in practice, it's a bad practice to enforce this practice. The Yisomim need food. No one's ever going to sell to them on credit. Everyone else buys on credit. They're making it worse for them. You think you're making it better because you're undoing the cheap price? You're making it worse. No one's ever going to want to sell to them. Same story, right? You hear what's going on here? Everyone here? Yahave, Yasme, Zuzi. Somebody prepaid, right? A payri. Didn't think the payri was yet, but they prepaid. Then Zol. Then the price went down. So lo yehei koached yod chomer min hektish. It can't be any different than hektish. Iyaker. What if the price went up? Now the Yisom want to give the money back and say, oh, I would sell to someone else. Same thing. Right? Yisom can undo deals. Oh, she should bring Davidi? No. You're making it worse for them. Why? That's the whole reason why we make this gzera. What does that mean? Nisrifu chitchem baliyah? It was your stuff that got destroyed. Remember I told you, I take the pen from you, I don't pay. Now it gets destroyed. Who got that loss?
You.
Me. Why?
Because you owned it.
Because I owned it. I didn't pay. So what? If you make it not like that, then what if I buy 10,000 barrels of wine from you? And I say, okay, I bought them. Did I pay yet? No. Where is it? It's in your factory. Who owns it now? Me. And the factory burns down. Whose loss is that?
You.
Really, it's mine.
I don't know. It's practicality, is it?
So that's a crazy thing.
Right?
The Rashi says on top, Sharei kinis and bemos. You paid for it already. But you never took them. So I prepaid, then the fire in the warehouse is my loss? That's crazy. So she should be, as I hear in theory what you're saying. Well, my son, it's a crazy situation. You can't do that. We don't do that with anybody else. We don't do that because you can't have commerce like that, right? No one's responsible for anything, right? Yavle zuze liasmi apere. If you give money, what's this case? Right. The other people gave money. Iyaker, the price went up. Lo yehi koach, had yot chamor mehektish. So then they can undo the deal. So if the price went down, safar minei, hainu dov chani la baridi. It's the same thing. Amr lehu rav shisha breid ravidi, harahu ludetu. Now you're making it worse. Why? The zimnan, the mitzvachi lezuze, they're going to need money, they're going to need cash. Veleka diyav lehu adiyav leperi. No one's ever going to give them cash unless they give them fruit right on the spot. Because if you only give them the cash, they can undo the sale. So again, the same thing. Even though it's not complete until you give both, but for practical reasons, says Rav Shisha, it doesn't make sense to do that. No one's ever going to deal with them. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Rav Kahana, Min Rav Kahana, Chasminon Ashtara Deime Zeira Yasma. We signed on a document for the Yisomim of this woman, right? The Mezavna Ara, we sold land, Lekarga, to avoid the tax below Achrazza. We didn't publicize it. I'm not sure what this is doing here. Just talking about that Yisomim. Why? The Amina Hardoi, Lekarga, not to pay the tax, Ula Mizoni, or for some food, Ula Kvura, or for Kvura, Mizabnin, below Achrazza. We would sell it. Shh.
What is the noise?
We would sell it without making the announcement. Normally, whenever you sell land, you have to announce it. You want to make sure you get the best price. When the government finds out, what's going on here? They're selling land to avoid paying taxes? So then they would do it without announcing it. Next, Amram Tziva was apotropa diasmihavi. He was an apotropis for Yisomim. Asu Krovim lekameid Rav Nachman. The Krovim came to Rav Nachman. Amaluhu kalavish minichse umachsi miasmi. He's wearing clothing from the Yisomim's estate. He looks so good from the Yisomim's estate. Amaluhu kiyeche dilishtamon mile. Well, he wants the Yisomim to respect him. He has to look good. He has to have authority. He has to look good. Ka'achel v'shasi mididu, right? V'lo amid. He's eating from them, and he's not a rich. He's not a poor man. He's not a rich man, he's not a poor man, right? Rashi says, Eino Asher, Lasos, Yitzios, Halalu, Mishalo, or Mishal Yisomim, Yehu Ose. He's stealing from the Yisomim, right? So the Gemara says, Amor Mitzia Ashkach, who said he's stealing? Maybe he got a windfall from somewhere. What are you accusing him for? V'hakamafsid, but he's ruining the estate of the Yisomim. He's losing money for them. Losing money. Amalahu, Aisili Sadi, Demafsid, Vaskalinu. Bring me proof, I'll get rid of him. Bring me proof, I'll get rid of Apotropis. The Dumber of Huna, Chavrin, Mishmei, Derav, Apotropis, Demafsid, Misalkinan lay. Apotropis that loses money, we get rid of him. Right? De Itmar, Apotropis, Demafsid, Apotropis losing money. Rav Huna, Amarav, Misalkinan lay, you get rid of him. The Veir of Shila Amri, lo misalkinan lei, we don't get rid of him. The Hilchasa, misalkinan lei. And the halacha is, we do get rid of him.
What?
Because, so, that's what Tosas here, halacha ka abishol, just 1 minute. What's the reason not to? Because the question is, there's a machlokas rishonim about this following issue. What if he lost money, he wasn't a posheya, and he wasn't an onis. Things happen. He didn't make ridiculous risky things. And he wasn't, right? Happened. The stock market went down. Didn't do anything crazy. Happens in life. So you get rid of him for that? That's why you shouldn't get rid of him. What are you getting rid of him for? He didn't do anything wrong. Right?
Like it seems to the Gemara that it's not that way.
It seems to the Gemara that he's squandering. So that's different. But what if he's not squandering? What if he's not?
If he's not squandering, he's fine. He shouldn't be able to get rid of him.
We know 11.
What?
He's doing in the best interest of the assignments. Why would he get rid of him?
We know 11.
Mm-hmm.
We know 11.
What does note 11 say?
The Gemara speaks of the administrator was neither negligent nor blameless.
Right.
Or the management of the land was myth.
Right, so does the machlokas we shown him, is the apotropos like a shomer chinam?
Right.
Or like a shomer zachar?
Yeah.
The one for me. And I did my best. Right? It went down? That's not my fault. Or no, Shomer Zachar would say different. Shomer Zachar is like a paid watchman. So he has more authority, more responsibility. Achrayis. More achrayis. Right? So what is it? Okay. Next. Apotropos sheminu avi yisom yishava. If the apotropos was appointed by the father, he has to swear. Why? My time of why? Because he loved isle hana mine. If not for the fact that he wants to give me some hana, lo havele apotropos. Or not that he did a favor. In other words, he did a favor for him, so you become the apotropos. Right? So therefore, mishem shavua lo asilim nuye. So you want to make me swear? I don't mind. You mechabed me so much by making me the apotropos. I don't mind swearing. Binu bezdin lo yishava. Right? But if bezdin appointed me, then you don't have to swear. Why? What Bezdin do? They pick my name out of a hat. What kind of special thing is that? If they're going to make me swear, who needs this job? Right? I don't need this job. Bezdin pick me out of a hat, do me a favor. Fine, I'll do you a favor. I'm not going to have to swear for it. And Abishol says the exact opposite. Exact opposite. My time of minu Bezdin yishava. Why if Bezdin appoints you, you have to swear? Oh, because by he hana the kanafik ale kala the inish mehemnahu. Right, everyone knows Bezdin picked me. The whole neighborhood, they picked me. They trust me the most. They want to make me swear, but I don't mind. Look what Bezdin thinks of me. Right? But if the father appointed me, I don't have to swear. It's amazing. Right? Why? Right? They picked me out, and the father just picked me out. I was nearby. I live next door. He doesn't really like me. You want to make me swear? I'm not going to do it. It's amazing, amazing psychology. Right?
Through a will, you can appoint an administrator or executive to that bond. But if the court appoints them,
they have to have
a will. They're required to get a bond.
Interesting. Amar of Chanan bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Hilchasaka Abishol. We hold like Abishol, right? So this Tosfos here is fascinating because he quotes a machlokes, right? If an apotropis that was posheya, he was negligent and he lost money for the yisomim, right? So do we make him pay? Yeah, but then people won't want to be an apotropos. So he quotes two people in this Tosfos, which I never heard these names before. Reb Chaim, he quotes somebody Reb Chaim, and then he quotes somebody from his name is, which I thought it was fascinating, Reb Shlomo Miverdun. Right? Verdun is a big World War I battlefield, and 1,000 years before that there were Jews living there. Right? Amazing. Reb Shlomo Miverdun. Everybody knew it was Jews in Verdun. Right, Rishlomo Miverdun. I'm interested in my chlokas about that issue. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Rishlomo. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Zev is a Yishava, Valacha Kidvarov. Right? No. Zev is a Yishava. They both have to swear. And Valacha Kidvarov. Tanya, so that's what Tosfos discusses. Because we have a rule that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we always paskal like him. Whenever he appears, he's kavanaki. So how could the Gemara say we have lichas la abashol? Then Reb Elazar ben Yaakov comes along. No, we both have to swear. Both cases. If Bezdin appointed you, and if the father appointed you, and we hold like that. Tani Rabbi Khalifa, Bar Bar Rava, Kmeid Ravo, Apotropos Shimi Ravi Yisob Mishava, Bnei Shu Kenosei Sachar. He has to swear. He's like a shomach sachar. Amr Lei, Iat Isis Kaba Vikalis Lei. What do you mean he's a shomach sachar? He got paid? No. Elaim, but mibnei kishahu kenosei sachar. He's like a shomer sachar. He's like a shomer sachar, like he got paid. Okay, let's do this Mishnah. Ready? Hamatame, right? If I'm matame, you're truma, right? Or hamadama, right? Or I mix your truma up with chulin. That's what madama means. Or hamanaseich. Or I make your wine yayin nesach bishogeg pater. If I did it bishogeg, I'm pater. Bemezid. If I did it bemezid, I'm chayiv.
What's the chiddush?
What's the chiddush?
No, I mean it's like, of course we did it purposely.
What?
We did it purposely.
Right.
You shouldn't be chayiv.
Well, so what are all these things? What kind of damage is this? They're all hezek she'eino nicker. Right? The truma looks exactly the same as before. Now it's tame. Now the kohen can't eat it. So tomorrow's entire daf and Fridays and Shabbos is all about hezek she'eino nicker, shogeg mezid. Are we and are we gozer shogeg atu mezid or right mipnei mezid, even a shogeg? We're gonna do the whole thing.
And all this is in Gittin.
Just 1 minute. But then we're coming up on the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara. So coming up on it, like think it's Shabbos or Sunday. Itmar. What? Yeah, it's coming up. Itmar. What? Yeah. Itmar. Menasech. If you're menasech someone else's wine, you make his wine no good. You make it a avodah zarah wine. Rav Amar menasech mamish. Rav said, you mamish did that. Shmuel Amar, no, what it means is ma'arev. You just mixed it up with other wine. You didn't worship avodah zarah. Manda Amar ma'arev, my time alone menasech. Because Amalach menasech kim le medrabmine. If you did that, you worship the avodah zarah. You get misa for that. Right? And ma'v'edach, what do the other ones say? No. Kedir v'yirmiyah. Dar v'yirmiyah. Mishas hagba hu kone. No, when I steal your wine, I'm kone of the wine. The avodah zarah happens an hour later when I go to the church. It's not happening at the same time, right? Mischay benafsho lo havi ad shas nisuch. When do I get misa? Later when I busy with the wine with avodah zarah. So it doesn't happen at the same time. It's not kimli. And what does the other one hold? We'll do tomorrow. All right. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.